Janice Doyle with what it says in your morning newspapers.
Chaotic and fractious scenes in the Doyle yesterday were branded a disgrace by the Ceann Comhairle, Sean O'Farrill, as the government survived a confidence motion to stave off a general election. So says the Irish Daily Mail in its lead story. As Craig Hughes reports, TDs from across the political spectrum shouted, jeered, heckled and interrupted each other in ill-tempered early morning exchanges in the chamber. The government won the vote, which arose from the ending of the eviction ban, by a comfortable margin of 19 votes. But the Irish Independent, in an editorial, says any sense of relief could be brief. Eviction is an explosive topic, says the paper. The eviction ban could not go on forever, but ending it comes with a duty to do so as humanely as possible. What the Irish Times calls the damning report into allegations of sexual misconduct, bullying and discrimination in the Defence Forces is the main topic for three papers. The Independent and Examiner focus on Lieutenant General Sean Clancy, Chief of Staff of the Defence Forces. The Examiner reports him saying that it has only been through talking to serving members in the last 12 months as Chief of Staff that he has become aware of the extent of bullying and sexual assault allegations. Speaking at a commissioning ceremony for cadets at Collins Barracks yesterday, he said he would not have been aware of such incidents during his long career in the Defence Forces, says the Examiner. The Times says that as part of a shake-up following the publication of the report, members of the forces who make allegations of sexual assault will have their complaints referred to Gardaí rather than the internal military police. The Irish Daily Star reports that Ross Hutch, aged 31, a nephew of Jerry the Monk Hutch, has been jailed for 10 years over two violent attacks in the space of 48 hours. The Irish Daily Mirror leads with the inquest into the deaths in 2020 of Seema Banu and her two children, allegedly killed by her husband, who died in Midlands prison last year before he stood trial. Seema's nephew, Kashif Ahmed, travelled from India to visit their graves. He told the paper, "We lost three gems and no one can replace them." The Irish Sun pays tribute in its lead story to Paul O'Grady, beloved entertainer, as the paper describes him, who has died at the age of 67. He was a star twice over, first as his drag persona Lily Savage, then as himself, says the paper. His death has prompted a huge outpouring of grief from fans, celebrities and even royalty. The Times, in an editorial, is critical of the U-turn by the European Union on a proposed ban on internal combustion engine vehicles by 2035. By conceding ground in the face of intense lobbying by some auto industry firms and pressure from the German government, the plan will now allow new internal combustion engine cars to be sold after 2035, if they run on e-fuels, the paper says. E-fuels are very expensive, and some policymakers argue that they should be reserved for hard-to-decarbonise sectors such as shipping and aviation, which, unlike cars, cannot easily run on electric batteries, the paper says. Language is the subject of two letters to the Times. Porrigine Riggs of Bishopstown, Cork, writes, "I note that what was formerly Glanbia has now become Tír Lán. Where do these strange words originate? Are they supposed to be Irish? If so, the English translation of Glanbia would be food clean. The origin of Tír Lán defeats me, however. Can anyone resolve the mystery?" There's an immediate response from another reader. James Kinsella of Arklow writes, "Could Tír Lán translate roughly as country full? Are they trying to tell us something?"